Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G, just making a video about great another day. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, today is the first year of the year of 2026. Is it going to be awesome? Hopefully, but it looks like it's turned out to be another piece of shit day. Mine, I'm just laying here in bed just fucking making videos, but the world is turning into shit. What else is new, right? Well, let's take a look. Yes, friends, and you got assholes like this guy who tells you bullshit about fucking lies. That's what they do. They are fucking children of the corn, in my opinion. But whatever, I'm not the only one that says this bullshit. They get kicked out from all these fucking places. Why? Because they're scumbags and they think they own the world. Fuck you, you're not fucking Big Boss. You're just a bitch, right? Just saying. Yes, friends, I think these people gonna have to leave planet Earth because they're already fucking up everything. I know they think after this shit could go to South America. That's why they put in all these people of their little tiny hat fucking religion in positions of power. Yes, the Mexican president, she's one of them. Also that asshole from Argentina, he's one of them. Who else is part of those creatures? Fuck everybody. Hell, fuck if I'm probably a fucking Juden swine. God, I don't think so. My mom said that they were descended from them. I think it's just her bullshit. Yeah, we descended from Spanish nobility, not fucking those critters. But, women, what can I say? They think some stupid shit. And, you know, she is my mother, so, eh. But she, like I said, she's a lot of bullshit, so it don't matter. But yes, the United States is getting robbed blind by these people. And what can we do? Nothing, because our president is one of them too. So, I guess we are fucked. Don't like the answers, but it is what it is. Yes, friends, you got cocksuckers like this who thinks he owns the world. By the way, he's Jewish too. Yes, these people are stealing our shit, but we can't do nothing about it. And this is what they do to us. Yes, friends, this is what happened to us when we don't do what they want us to do. They lock us up and they throw away the key. They take everything away from you. And then when you come out of it, you're all withered and old. And what the fuck is there for you? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Yes, it's fucking sad. This is what they treat us, man. Yeah, but fuck. Yeah, sooner or later, this is going to have to change. Because this is bullshit. Yes, friends, I see myself in this guy's fucking body. Yes, this is what they do to us. They destroy us from the inside out. And us, man, we are society. We built this shit with our own blood, sweat, and tears. And this is how they treat us? This is insane. You're supposed to be loving fathers and husbands. But this is what they make us into fucking crazy fucking people? No, there has to be something better than life than this. But no, they want to turn this whole fucking world into a prison planet. So fucking disgusting. Yes, friends, because we can't be left alone in peace, I guess we have to go to war. Yes, these people are stealing our minds, our hearts, and our souls. And what the hell do we have left? Nothing. Things have to change. Just an opinion, of course. Yes, for the most part, I still love people. It's just that people do some really fucked up things, and it makes me reevaluate my view in life. Yes, all these people are doing some fucked up things, and what can you do as a person? Yeah, just gotta pick and choose and do what you must, because if not, these people think they could just take and take from you, and that is bullshit. Yes, friend, you have these selfish, entitled fucking people who think they could take and take because they're alive. Yeah, look at this nigger bitch. She thinks because she has a gun that she deserves to have free fucking service. Nah, fuck you, bitch. These people deserve to get paid for the work that they did. If you can't afford it, get the fuck out. Nobody owes you shit. Yes, if people do work, you need to compensate them. If not, you need to fuck off. But of course you won't because you're a piece of shit. Yes, you stupid nigger bitch. What in your fucking mind possessed you to pull out a gun because you don't want to pay for your fucking hair or nails or whatever the fuck you did? Yeah, that is so fucking stupid and ghetto. Yeah, she is fucking stupid. Yeah, if you do some work, don't you want to get paid for it? Especially if you do a good job? I do. And nah, fuck this fucking bitch. Yeah, that's why you need to carry a gun too. Fuck these people. Thank you. What the fuck? You think getting shot is not real? Yeah, let me shoot you in the fucking face. See what that does. Isn't that real, you moron? Man, these people are so fucking stupid. Yes, and you want to have these fucking niggers in your fucking gene pool? I don't, but you do you, poo. Fucking A, that's a great way to start the new year. You go get your fucking shit done, and then you have a fucking bitch that's disgruntled because she doesn't want to pay shit. What the fuck? Fucking nigger. Yes, fucking niggers practicing the Sharia law and grifting. Why not, right? These people are so fucking stupid. But that's okay, that's 2026 for ya. We starting off in a great big bang. But this bitch needs to get fucking her face fucking banged because she's a retard. But whatever, fucking IQ sucks, huh? Yeah, you see in the future, they're gonna start putting these little fucking rooms, so when these people get all fucking belligerent, they just lock them in that room and it's gonna be bulletproof. So let them fucking shoot. Let those bullets ricochet in that little fucking room so they get shot themselves. Why not, right? Fucking niggers. Oh, I bet there's gonna be a dude gonna try to fuck that nigger bitch. Fucking disgusting. Yes, stupid people are fucking breeding. Why? Sweetie, because there's no fucking filters. Yeah, you should have a license to have fucking children. If you need a license to have a gun and drive, why not for children? Just an opinion. Most people are fucking lamoids, but that's what the government wants. People they could control. That's what they want, you stupid. Right? Just saying. Yes, friends, and then you get this fucking bitch pregnant and you have yourself a beautiful baby! Yay! But what are you gonna do when you find out it's all fucking retarded? That's okay, you need to fucking fight and destroy these creatures. Just an opinion, but remember, friends, these are for entertainment purposes only, and these are just my delusions. Yes, friends, we gotta fight a lot of stupid people. Once we cleanse the earth of all the stupidity, then the age of man will rise. Yes, it'll be nice when we become intellectual and become a galactic empire. Yes, let's do the future together. Well, friends, I'll talk to you later. Goodbye.
They didn't go broke, they got deleted. In China, tens of thousands of young people are suddenly homeless, not because of money, but because the system erased them.
Imagine a society where everything you do, everything you say, and everything you buy is controlled and evaluated by the authorities. This is what the Chinese Communist Party calls social credit.
By using the mechanism of social credit, we'll be able to establish a blacklist of people and create a system of punishment that will be based on a scientific theory. These punishments will serve as a whip to rebuild moral values. Our society needs it.
The country's social credit system decides who's trustworthy. But if you're blacklisted, it's game over. Your WeChat Pay stops working, you can't receive your salary, can't buy food, can't even book a train ticket. It's like being alive, but digitally. Many are now sleeping in the streets, cut off from everything. Jobs, housing, even communication. All because one app, one algorithm decided they don't belong.
It's not science fiction. In China, it's a reality.
Then there's the public shaming. Photo galleries of blacklisted citizens. There's even an app that shows who around you is in debt.
They're not criminals. They didn't steal, cheat, or harm anyone. They just fell too low on a score and vanished from the digital world. Critics say it's a glimpse into the future where technology doesn't just track your life, it controls it. So ask yourself, if your entire life depended on your digital reputation, how long before you get deleted?